Okay, so the only way to settle with then is to get money from somebody else and pay it prior to, that's what suggested, pay it prior to close of escrow outside
right, that's
of,
you could do.
Pardon me?
Yeah, that's something you could do.
Pay it outside of escrow, off the HUD, prior to close. Is that something you guys do regularly, or you see people doing?
Yes, that happens. We have people to send us money outside if they need an approval letter in return for whatever's coming from the first, and once they receive the additional funds, the approval letter can be sent for what the first is actually offering. So it happens.
Okay, and then what about the fact that the first says that no more than, you know, a certain percent is to go to the second?
Okay, the first is the thing. If you're actually wanting to keep this number off, the first is saying, well, here's what I'm going to allow. And the first is saying, this is what we're willing to pay out. If there's a contribution, if anyone is able to come up with the additional that we're asking for, the first has already gave their approval on what they're doing. What someone else comes up with has nothing to do with the first.
Even if on its letter it says that the second is not to receive any more than a certain amount,
the first cannot dictate what we receive. The first is saying what they're only going to allow. That's the amount that they're allowing to us. If someone else, if the bar actually came up with more money and said, well, hey, here's what I want to give to you because here's the additional you're requesting for, that has nothing to do with the first. We're not asking the first to come out of their pocket any extra than what they're willing to give. So that's why that information does not have to be required on the HUD. Hold on one second, please. The information or the questions that you're asking now, you have an opportunity to go over this with the did he explain all this to you on how this takes place?
Well, he does, but I'm having a tough time. I mean, I'm licensed and everybody else.
It's not illegal. It's not a hard thing. This thing does happen. The information that you actually receive from us, we're actually trying to help you get this deal closed. If you choose to go back and tell the first what's going on, you're going to kill the deal. So what happens prior to closing has nothing to do with the first. What happens at closing, that's the information that you can provide to them. If you're able to come up with additional funds in order to get this deal closed prior to closing, then that's fine. That's irrelevant for the first. If you go ahead and you want to let the first know, well, here's all the information that I have, here's what's going on, you'll be the one to actually kill this deal. I'm trying to actually give you a way to go about getting this resolved. If you take our suggestions, you take the information giving you can have this done. If not, then you guys are gonna foreclose on it and it's a done deal. But it's not like we're holding up this process.
Well, what about the form that the buyer's lender puts out that says that there are that everybody has to sign that says there are no side deals? I mean, how do I get around that?
What you need to take care of actually is just gonna be what they present to us, the that they're giving, that's the only thing you have to worry about. I mean, it sounds like you're scared that you're ready to be fined for something because you're doing something you're not supposed to. This is what we do all day.
Well, yes. Well, I don't lose my license, go to jail. I mean, I have to sign in.
We have plenty of realtors who do this, who actually understand how this whole process goes, and they realize that, okay, if I want to get this done, this is what takes place. Nobody's losing their license, and nobody's going to jail, nobody's receiving a fine. So, and here's the thing, too. I'll be really honest with you. If you're uncomfortable about working this, you should probably sign this over to someone else who would actually be able to do this. If it makes you feel that uncomfortable, you should probably just sign this over to someone else. Someone who's actually been able, who's done this before, who's more familiar with it.
Well,
not to be disrespectful or rude to you or anything like that, but we deal with this every day, all the time. This is not something out of the norm. But if you feel like you're doing something that's against your morals, please sign this over to someone else who's been able to do deals like this so that they can get it done, and you can have a happy buyer and a happy seller.
Well, how do I get it? I mean, what's the logic, or if I could understand, when I'm signing a paper put out by FHA that says there are no side deals, this is a side deal.
This is a contribution. You guys are able to come up with money in order to get this deal closed.
Okay.
Okay, so the offer that we have is still stands. You can call Greg and let him know if, you know, what you're going to do. And if you got foreclosed, we understand. If you're not comfortable with this, go ahead and sign it over to someone else.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time.